know, it's just so challenging. I mean, you think about it. We live and die by pit road speeding penalties coming onto the pit road week in and week out. You know, you're getting the most out of that pit, that line, you know, that yellow line. Do not cross that yellow line speeding. Now, tonight, you cross that yellow line going as fast as you possibly can, speeding as fast as you possibly can. So drastically different. You know, you go up on top of that building and you watch guys, you watch your peers, you watch yourself. You make mistakes, you watch them make mistakes. You learn, put that in the bank and try to make, you know, the best of minimizing those mistakes. And in a deal like that, it's so easy to psych yourself out. You know, I walked out there with Austin Dillon. He's like, man, I hate this. This is all I've thought about all day long. I was like, dude, I've been there. You know what I mean? And the more you think about something like that, the more you psych yourself out. I mean, I went over to Bass Pro Shop in between and did some shopping, got a new fishing rod and got caught up on my outdoor stuff. Going on vacation a couple of weeks, got some flip-flops and, you know, and just kind of chilled out and drove back over here and rolled through Camping World, looked at some motorhomes and daydreamed over there a little bit and, you know, come back over and put your fire suit on and go out there and just kind of put a lap in. You know, our Fords are extremely fast. Frustrated that we haven't been able to break into victory lane. We're poised to do that. I'm telling you, the Stuart Haas cars have been extremely fast. Kevin, you know, showed his muscle last week in Kansas, had a mishap and didn't get his win. We've been knocking on the door at Richmond and Bristol and Martinsville. I mean, we've with our 14 car, I'm very proud of the job that Booga and everybody's been doing. That was the difference tonight. You know, tonight it was all about going fast and getting the most out of, you know, what, three laps. And I do love the aspect that you add that pit crew. Gives them a time to shine. You know, my pit crew has been doing a jam up job all season long, and they were a big part of that. You know, I mean, I call that a win. That is a victory. That's something that's not just a qualifying lap. That's a total team effort. And that's why I feel like that's a victory. You know, everybody has to do their job. You gotta have a fast car. We check that box off. You gotta do a great job coming on pit road and getting into the box, getting the most out of that. We check that box, and those guys laid down a good pit stop. Check that box, and we rolled over here and checked another one off with a trophy. So there's only one more, you know, and that's to take Marcus's $1 million and go to the house and have a good time with it.
Beautiful. Okay. Open up for questions with Clint. We got several. We'll start right here and work our way around.
Hi, Clint. Hill Overton, WIXC Radio. Congratulations on the pole, man. Great job. What do you contribute or attribute the fact you won the pole to? Was it more on the track part or getting off and on the pit road and maintaining speed?
Yeah.
I know you had a good pit stop, but just overall, how would you describe what brought on this pole?
Well, that's what I like about it. It's a total team effort, right? It's not any one of those things. It's all of them. It's a fast, hot ride on the racetrack. We were definitely fast. Everybody saw that. You know, the technology that we have today, it's I don't like it. I just don't like the fact. I love it as a fan. You can sit there, but as a competitor, I can just sit there and pick a guy apart, you know, and they can you. You're watching the ghost car. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, I can't make that mistake, or that's where he beat me, or this is where I beat him, you know. I don't like that. I like getting out on the racetrack and figuring that out the old-fashioned way. I guess call me old school or whatever, but, you know, you watch those things, and everybody saw that our cars are extremely fast in the ghost car and in our lap. And then, you know, I didn't give up much at all at coming on a pit road and, you know, getting into the pit box. And then all of a sudden you see the guys, it's their turn to shine, just like I said, and laid down a good pit stop. We got out of the box good, and we sat on the pole. You know, I mean, that's a cool team effort, and that's why I was like, hey, boys, don't run off. I know you're going to get a beer somewhere, but come over here. This is an effort, and if they're going to want me in victory lane, let's go over here and take a picture together.
Barry.
Barry Richmond, WAKG, Piedmont Broadcasting. With looking at tomorrow night, what used to be a 10-lap shootout for the $1 million, now it's 15 laps. Car fall off, strategy, what do you see the difference for that tomorrow night?
You know, tomorrow night, today was such a drastic different, you know, day than we've had. I mean, this is the hottest day by far that we've had with this package, and it presented its own set of challenges. You know, when you have a package or call it a package program, whatever we got here, when you have this new form of racing that we have right now, you know, we have always lifted out of the gas. You run around here, enabled to run around here wide open. And when you do that, you don't unlock the locker. You don't allow the car to free up the way it is typically standardly always done over the years at a track like this. And when that happens, you're asking a lot out of the front tires as you get past the apex of the corner. You know, them things hold on. Then it's, you can just kind of feel them start to, I can't hold on anymore. They start to give up a little more grip. You slip that thing, slide it up at least a little bit. And then it's like, uh-oh, here it comes. Boom, 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 boom. You know, it just keeps falling off more and more and more. So, you know, clean air is a big part of that, having clean air on the front of your race car. And that's why I was so excited about the job that we did tonight. I mean, we put ourselves in a position to take their $1 million tomorrow night. And that's all you can ask for tonight.
Jacob?
Jacob Thielman, Speed Sport. Clint, you kind of alluded to it in your opening comments, and we enjoy watching it, but do people underestimate just how challenging this qualifying format is for all the different variables and elements that are involved in putting up a fast time?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, there's an excitement level, I guess, a sex appeal to danger. I mean, there just is. And that's a dangerous qualifying format, you know, and I don't mean that as a knock. I'm not that I'm scared of it, or at least a little bit. I'm not. But it also gets the hair on your back raised up, and it gets your attention, and you know, you're nervous. It's fun to be nervous. It is. I mean, I think nervous is a healthy thing in competition. You know, if you don't roll up to the starting grid or the starting line, you know, like I grew up racing in motorcycles, if you don't roll up there nervous, something's missing, you know what I mean? And tonight, you know, with this qualifying session, you roll up there and you're nervous. You're nervous that, you know, you could slip up and maybe wreck. You're nervous that you could slip up and cost yourself a chance at $1 million. You know, when the stakes are high like this, you know, the nerves and tension go up too. And I think that's where the appeal comes from.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Next week is the 600. Does the sport still need a 600-mile race?
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe that it does. That's a grueling race, you know. But, I mean, we've been all across the board with it. We've had races where it's like, man, where'd it go? That was seemed like faster than a normal race. And then all of a sudden we've had other races where it's maybe strung out or green flag stops or just whatever. I mean, that's racing, man. I've watched my dirt late models. You know, that's the thing about us racers is we don't just race cup cars. We're involved in so many different forms of racing. We grew up in different forms of racing, different platforms, different stepping stones of getting to where we are today. We don't use the benchmark of Sunday afternoon racing on a mile and a half speedway in Charlotte Motor Speedway is the only information that I ever have towards, you know, a direction of what I feel like a good race is. I mean, I'm acclimated to racing my whole life. I'm acclimated to racing, you know, tonight. As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to watch my dirt late model guys race. I'm watching the sprint car guys race. I mean, we're racers. That's what we do. And, you know, last night was a hell of a race with the late mods. You might roll over into a different track in Iowa, and it might be dry. It might be a different circumstance. It might be not the best race you've ever seen. But you just never. That's, I guess, the anticipation and the unknown is what's, you know, always been appealing to me. Is you know, you don't know what that 600 miles is going to give you. You could go out there and sit on the pole of that thing next week and next thing you know, make a mishap, get caught speeding on pit road next week. And that could be the very difference between winning and losing and putting yourself a lap down and never being able to get that lap back. You know, that's the crazy thing is when all the different challenges come because of the length of that race, a lot of different things, attrition on your equipment, to attrition with your team, your communication, any kind of weak link in the chain and you're out. And that's why I think it's always important to at least have one of those long races. I've always said it. I'm all for a 24-hour race in our sport. I think it'd be totally cool. I would. I really honestly think I could. But I know I could do it with maybe just one other one, but I mean, I know a lot of those sports car racers, you know, would probably think I'm a complete idiot right now, but I honestly think I would love to try. Might fall asleep halfway through the night and pile it up in the wall, but I'd try. Maybe a 24-hour race with a break, huh? Pee break, a potty break. Yeah. So the truck races, right?
Just about.
Well, let's get out of their way and let them steal the show.
We got one more from Mark.
Oh.
Actually, I got two quick questions. Number one, you've said before, like, hey, my paycheck is what I do on Sunday. You got a poll here tonight. Does it frustrate you at all? You came so close to the end of last year. You've had a couple opportunities this year to win a pole for a points race. It's been 417 races, which is even hard for me to believe.
You have to remind me that.
Okay, well, so just how much does that bug you?
It did, man. It was, I don't know. I've never had any paycheck I've ever had. I've never got paid on Friday, or they never say anything about Friday on them. But it's so important to going in and having a successful weekend on Sunday. Tried. It is not like you don't try. Just, I talked about it. Getting yourself psyched up. I don't know what it is about me, but I can tell you in a format like this, since I was a little kid, I would be better at that than I would be at like the standardized same thing every week. You know, I feel like I'm a better short track racer than I am on a mile and a half, but I don't know why. I just am. You know, my dad will tell you, get your head right, damn it. It's your mind, you know. No, I come into a mile and a half thinking I'm going to win just like I do on the short track. It just doesn't seem to happen very often. Kind of like a pole, Mark. I appreciate you bringing that up. And my father reminds me of that as well. So I can't wait to call him and tell him that it happened. I'm sure he's watching, probably already on his third beer. But no, excited about tomorrow night. And then the other thing that pisses me off is when somebody asks you, what does $1 million mean to you? Are you out of your damn mind? It's $1 million. That means $1 million. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or the guy that's going to pick up the grandstands after tonight. $1 million is $1 million. And if you think that it doesn't mean anything different to me than it does to you, you're crazy.
And just one other quick question. Next week on Sunday, big race day, right? Grand Prix of Monaco.
Mark, it's $1 million I'm sitting on the pole for. You're not going to ask me about Monaco? If I win this million, maybe I can rent one of them dinghies on the back of one of them boats to watch Monaco. My flip-flops I bought from Bass Pro. All right?
Have you ever thought about, dreamed about running a Grand Prix like the streets of Monaco
I have
or
dreamed,
Indy 500?
The only thing I've dreamed is knowing somebody that's got one of them boats in Monaco and being able to go watch that race someday. So that's all. The dream always ends bad. It always, you get booted before you get on, you know, tell them you're somebody else, and it just doesn't work. So that's where my dream is. No, hell no. Who dreams of that? You really think somebody could, like, possibly, before they wake up, that they dreamed the accomplishment of racing Monaco and coming back and racing the 600 or the 500? Hell no. You'd wake up way before that.
All right. Thank you, Clint. Congratulations.